off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
So close to Friday. Happy Thursday.
Yes, Friday Eve, possibly.
Yes, yes.
We call it.
Come on, Liv. Ridicule her for saying Friday Eve. I dare you.
Oh. I never ridiculed you for that.
Yeah, right.
I just like pregame to Friday.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
I like
pre-game.
Thursday's the pregame.
All right, and we know who drinks a lot on the show. good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. My name's Joe, if that wasn't apparent. We got Mackenzie hanging out with us this week. Hello, Mackenzie.
Good morning. What's up?
Doing good. How was your day yesterday?
It was awesome. It was busy, awesome. I paid bills all day. Like when I got back, I had that on my to-do list. So that wasn't fun, but I'm like, check, check, check.
Do you do automatically
done.
How do you do it? Because I'm lazy.
Half and half? Yeah, like half and half. I'm like, what am I missing? So I did that. I went for sushi last night, went out to dinner with my parents. Really fun.
I saw it on your Instagram. It looks
so
like you eat
good.
Healthy sushi, but it still looked decent.
It wasn't too healthy.
I like
the Vegas roll.
Okay. That makes sense. Party girl Liv, you probably like Vegas rolls. Or wait, can you have those?
I don't even know. I don't know what's all in a Vegas roll.
Well, it's healthy in the it's like crab and the inside is really good, but then it's crispy on the outside, so it's fried. So it's not that healthy. But I did have edamame, so hey, we'll even it out.
Love edamame.
So good.
How was your day yesterday, Liv? We were expecting you for Daradice, and
I know.
No
so
Liv.
You know what? I'm not even kidding. When I told you all that like I wasn't going to be able to make it in, I totally forgot about Daradice. That wasn't even on like a realm of my mind. And
now.
Then I was, I know.
Oh, no.
Then I was checking out like later last evening, like, you know, our list of things that we're going to get to today. And I saw the Daradice. I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Yep. We'll have you pick out. Out of the box of shame around 7:50, 6:50 Central, and then you'll face it.
That's like the worst. Welcome back. Now,
yeah,
your punishment.
Exactly. Dun, so dun, dun. I'm not feeling 100%, but I'm feeling way better than I was yesterday. But then when I saw that, I was like, maybe I just shouldn't go in tomorrow.
Maybe day two.
Yeah,
I'm sick.
Maybe
for
they'll
one,
forget about it.
Every time you take a sick day, anybody on the show has to do a box of shame punishment.
What?
Yep. I like people that never miss work, so
oh
there's that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, glad to have you back, and I hope you're feeling better and eventually up to 100%. I think today's Daradice will knock you down a bit, but you'll recover. Porkchop, how are you, my man?
I'm good. Had a lot of stuff to do yesterday, you know, meetings at the station, and then I worked an event, and it was fun. I got to go up in a helium air balloon.
Now, is this the first time you've been up in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, I think it is.
What'd you think?
It was fun. I feel like I made an inappropriate joke that I shouldn't have made.
That makes
which
sense.
Which was?
And I made a lot of people uncomfortable. So, like,
you gotta share it now.
You know me, I'm just very carefree. Like, I don't know, I feel like the mind is a very powerful thing, and I feel like mine, I can really control it. And like some people can't. So we're at the very
I love his positive
thinking.
We are
getting so deep right now. I love it.
We're at the very top. And
who's we?
Like a whole bunch of just,
you and,
you know,
like
listeners.
Okay.
Young professionals that are there to network.
Oh,
yes. Make connections.
Exactly.
Love
and,
it.
And so the guy that flies the balloon, he's up there too. And so it's a helium air balloon, and it's attached by a cable. It goes about 35 stories in the air, so pretty high.
Okay.
And as we're up at the top, just looking over the view, I said, hey, excuse me, sir, I work for OSHA, and that cable looks a little weak. When was the last time it was checked? And, like, the guy, he was funny back. And picture in your mind, like, a store where you could buy, like, cheap stuff.
Yes.
He
was
like the dollar store?
Or, yeah, He was like, oh, yeah, see the dollar store sticker on there? Like, we recently brought it from there. It's good. And so, like, you know, we're like, haha, funny. And then this lady next to me started freaking out.
Like, sheer panic across her face.
She was like, we need to go down right now.
Way to go, pork chop.
And I'm like, well, I was just kidding.
Did they have to lower, because it was tethered, obviously.
Right.
So they had to lower it because of you?
Yeah. I was like, it's a joke. Everything's fine.
Like,
and then
I
was like, okay, if you're going to take that joke, then listen to this joke. Oh, look how beautiful the scenery is. Isn't it great? And she's like, nope, too late. You changed my mind. We got to go down. And I'm like, wow.
That would be my wife, Lindsay. She gets so freaked out about certain things. She's like, I got to go. Got to go. Oh, she hates elevators. I actually have a photo, ladies. It's on my Instagram, and I actually shared it on our Instagram story. But if you see the black circle, this is pork chop in the background. I was disc golfing yesterday with my buddy Chad. Like, if you zoom in, hold on, I'll zoom in and show you.
They're like, oh, look,
that's
the balloon.
That's him and his hot air balloon.
No.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So there's like a close-up selfie, and the distance is a hot air balloon, and he circled it, and it's our own pork chop.
So there you are. Yeah, you can see.
That's so cool.
You can't see him, but he's in the hot air balloon trying to be funny, scaring the crap out of everybody.
I can see that terrified lady, too. Like,
yeah, she's like, yeah.
Screaming.
Dude, I'd be like the movie Up. I'm like, dude, I'm cutting this cord. We're going to go somewhere. I want to be like the Balloon Boy Part 2 and see if we can make the news.
They're not always tethered, right?
Oh, correct.
At this point. Place it is at Connor Prairie where you guys went Indianapolis, Indiana, where you were at. That's where it was. So
people say it's so romantic and it's so fun, but I've heard so many terrible stories. Like,
really?
They run into power lines, like when you're up and about, or like a storm comes.
Not at Connor Prairie, because this one's different. It's tethered.
Well,
but
Mackenzie,
higher balloons. In
sometimes
general.
In a relationship with sparks fly, that's a good thing. So power pole may not be the bad. But yeah, my day yesterday was taking creepy selfies with Pork Chop. I got to do some disc golf. I did awesome, dude. I'm unbeatable right now. I cannot wait to take you out on the course and whoop your butt.
I am
so freaking good.
I saw your scorecard. It looks like you hit par like almost every time. And
I just
got
was
birdie.
On El Fuego.
No matter who wins, just remember, you guys are still both losers for playing disc golf.
Whatever.
So much fun.
Quit being all butthurt. Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, well, we certainly do. Let's get to it. Okay, leave it to Kanye to be extra for a great cause. Kim's hubby is building community housing domes on his 30-acre Calabasas property. Now, Kanye believes that the domes will break barriers that separate the classes, namely the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And he told Forbes that the domes could hopefully be used for to help house all the homeless. So this is kind of a cool idea, right?
I feel like, Mackenzie, this is like Biodome or something here.
It could be. They're said these little domes, they stand approximately 50 feet high. They look like hollowed out wooden structures. Of course, Kanye is saying this is next level, but it's unknown when Kanye plans to have the project finished or how people actually get to move in. But the idea is interesting, right?
I think it'll be awesome. I think I'll join his cult when he makes it official. I'll be in.
Yeah, you want to live there?
I totally would.
A little dome, wood dome. So we'll keep you posted on that. Well, The Rock has an upcoming movie with Jason Statham, and he talked about how Statham doesn't like to deviate from the scripts.
You know, he is so by the book. He likes to act what is on the page, and I do too, but we like to play. Let's stretch the scene out a little bit. Let's have fun. So I get to set, and I'm like, okay, listen, I'm going to say something to you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just go with it. And he's like, I don't know, mate. I'm like, it's okay. Yeah, just,
yeah,
I don't know, mate. And then I say, listen, here's the thing. If I hit you and my fist connects, you'll die.
That is what I tell people, too. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is due to come out soon, and I think that'll be a good one. Those two, who would you rather watch? Or I guess I should ask Liv, who would you rather?
The Rock. Definitely The Rock, yes.
Or you guys.
He might break me, but The Rock.
All right. I don't want to picture Liv being broken. Mackenzie, I can't even continue on
now. Moving on to
Busta. Next question.
Busta Rhymes. All right, so Busta Rhymes was met by police at London's Heathrow Airport after verbally assaulting and threatening passengers on an overnight British Airways flight.
So I said, okay, no problem. We'll handle it when we get off the plane. That's not a threat. That could be a discussion. That could be you take it to a threat level. Nothing I said was a threat.
Ooh, okay, so Busta demanded that a female passenger remove her bags from the overhead storage, so he had space, get this, for his five carry-on bags.
Okay? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It makes total sense. There was a heated exchange. The woman's husband got involved, and then Busta's like, let's go, homeboy. So basically, Busta was allowed to remain on the flight, but when they landed, he was escorted off by police. Five carry-ons, really?
It's a lot of Busta Rhymes.
Well, someone forgot to spell check Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they misspelled my name. For true. And so I had them, they had to fix it. And I said, oh, save the misspelled part that Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And so I have that, and it's a prized possession of mine. And it's just a good reminder to keep me in my place.
That would be something I would do, and they just fire me.
And they just fire me. But she kept the other one, which is pretty cool. They just spelled the Louis. They forgot an O, but, you know, somebody might have gotten fired for that. That is your garbage.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of the show anytime, by the way, 833-563-2539. You can also follow us, Twitter and Instagram. Interact that way. Radio Now AM Show. Would you donate your body to science? Let's just go right there. Eventually, you do pass on, whether it's of old age or, you know, we get hit by a bus today. Something's going to happen one way or another. We're not going to make it out of here alive.
I have a theory.
Okay, what's your theory, Mackenzie?
And this sounds terrible. I feel like it makes me sound like a bad person.
Ooh, I like it even more.
But I was talking to a friend, and she said that sometimes if you're a donor and you plan to donate things, obviously you save multiple lives, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. However, sometimes if you're on the cusp, if you're gone but not quite gone, they might just let you go because they think of like, oh, this person could save like 10 lives.
You're
if you're
one
like,
of those
you're
people.
Like almost gone.
833-563-2539. I want to nip this in the bud right now.
I don't know if this is
if
true, but it makes sense.
In a hospital, if you're a paramedic, anything that kind of has the last chance to save somebody's life before they're gone, 833-563-2539. You can even be anonymous. Can you, first of all, confirm or deny Mackenzie's speculation there that she's heard? Live the web girl. What do you want to say?
This is a theory.
It's just a theory.
We've talked about on the show before. And I think you're right. And here's the thing. No actual medical professional is going to admit that.
Correct.
No, I'm going to say, oh, yeah. That. That's
Liv,
the thing, though.
Why would a medical professional want to do that? They get no incentive. Like, well, hey, here's that dead body you needed.
Well, no, it's because maybe they're connected to another, you know, case that's going on in the hospital to where someone needs an organ. I have heard this before. I have watched Grey's Anatomy my entire life, and this has happened on Grey's Anatomy.
So if you see this dude, and he's all practically a goner, if you wait a few more seconds and you're thinking, oh, I can get all these, I could save literally a handful of people.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
It makes sense, though, if you really think. No one's going to admit it, but if you really think about it, it's a theory.
That is a conspiracy that is like a well-known.
Yes, it's well-known, like underground.
Okay, well, the reason I even brought this whole thing up is a man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's Research discovered it was instead sold to the U.S. military for $6,000. Well, what do you
think?
$6,000? Oh my God, if my wife could get $1,000 from me, I'd be happy for her. That's a hell of a deal.
For a body?
Yes, and the reason why, it's a serious thing, I'm not laughing at this because I want to make sure people don't come at me. They did it because they ended up, for the military, they bought the body, they strapped it to a chair, and they blew it up in a test.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, and I'm not making fun of this because this happens to our men and women that serve, but they were testing it out like in a seat, kind of see like for an IED. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, for me, if I'm dead, like I'm totally telling Lindsay, donate all of my stuff that can be donated because you can just put like a fake dummy in a casket or just cremate me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, imagine all the people you could save by donating your eyes and your heart and your, you know, all your different things.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful thing to sign up for.
I'm just picturing if they had me strapped up, you would have a lot of dynamite to blow me up. First of all, it's like blowing up a whale, but there goes grandma.
I see.
That's the thing. I know I sound so bad, but I can't stop imagining.
So what happened? Joe put up the picture of this adorable little old lady, and she had like gray curly hair and glasses. And like,
she looked like a sweet grandma.
It was so sad to try to just picture her just.
See, I just get freaked out. Like, I don't want to be poked and prodded at.
You're dead, Liv.
Even, I know, but I feel like there's some I don't know. I just think it's like almost creepy.
Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you work in the actual medical field, or what do you got to say?
I don't work in the field, but I did just recently graduate as a medical assistant.
Okay.
But there is a difference between being on the donor list and donating your body to science. Mm-hmm, and okay. If the military really needs bodies for lab testing, why don't they just put that as an option when you fill out your medical will? Like, do you want to donate to science or do you want to donate it to the military?
That's a great idea.
I don't know. Would you donate your body to the military?
I would not.
Oh, why?
Why? You're dead. What are you going to do with that sack of skin?
Because I would donate my organs, but I still want my family to have peace and my final goodbyes and be able to bury me or cremate me. I wouldn't want to be blown into chunks and have that on my family's mind.
No, well, no. I would, whatever. If they were testing out a new rocket or they wanted to send a man to Mars, put my, hunk of junk in there. Send me to Mars.
I think that's a wonderful idea you have about being an option, because so many people would think that was so cool and, they would think that would be badass, probably.
I'm already donating my body to science now. All the food I'm eating, I'm like, how can this body withstand so much torture? It's an amazing thing going on. But okay, real quick, I'll put you all on the test. We'll wrap this up here. I judge people on this.
Uh-huh.
Who here, you don't have to say it. Actually, please don't say it. But raise your hand if you're an organ donor on your actual ID card.
Oh!
Whoa, interesting. Wow. Says a lot about people.
Okay. I know, I agree.
All right, you can let us know. Would you let science, do its thing and blow you up? Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. Joe's Need to Know News. I would like to think this couldn't happen, but it's kind of a warning as summer is going on. You got to be careful when you're out there swimming, whether it's in a pool, out in a lake, or in an ocean. A newlywed from Iowa says her husband drowned in Florida during their honeymoon. Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
It was his first ever time in the ocean swimming. The 22-year-old was swimming with his wife when the two ran into trouble with the current, kind of had a riptide where you're supposed to swim out of it, not against it. You got to kind of go back.
So it was
it seems
his first
weird.
Time in the water ever? So
yeah.
Ever swimming in the ocean?
And first time at 22 years old. And they ran into that trouble. They were pulled out towards the sea. Her husband started to panic, and that's when he went under for about a minute. The lifeguard and other people swam on by to help him. They got him on a paddleboard, but he was unable to be revived. So sad.
That's horrific.
Just, yeah, if you ever encounter a rip current, do not swim against it. You will tire yourself out. Just try to swim back out, and you'll be able to swim around it, kind of. But that's easy to say logically when you're not feeling like you're drowning.
Sure, you're all you got to do, but I'm so sorry to hear that.
All right, well, I'm one of those people. I'm not afraid to admit it. I actually have myself an iPhone, and if you do too, be careful about the text messages that you're actually clicking on. There's at least 6 security flaws in Apple's iOS software that could allow a hacker to take control of your phone. I bring this up about Liv the Web Girl, Mackenzie, hanging out with this week. You don't know this. Liv's phone was hacked and taken over by a Chinese family.
Stop.
Yes, every single bit of that is true.
How do you know it was a Chinese family?
Because I went on my purchases list and they were purchasing things through my phone with my credit card, and it was all Asian symbols, either Chinese or Japanese symbols. And so I called and they were we can locate it. It's a Chinese family. I was a part of their family sharing. They tried to hack me and all of a sudden I was a part of their family sharing. And I'm what is happening?
That's our favorite adopted daughter.
Liv's wait a minute. I'm on my family's plan. You can't be on my plan. Yeah, they say researchers looked for holes in the iOS software and found 6 of them, 5 of which have Apple's already fixed, so that's good. But 4 out of those 6 include the one not yet patched by Apple. It allows a hacker to break into your phone by sending you an iMessage filled with malicious code, malware. All you need to do is open the message, and the cyber crook has remote access to your phone.
What?
I click on everything. I'm like, what's this? Okay.
You know what I found? Sometimes it'll say, hey, a breach in security in your... And that is the actual hackers trying to get your information. To recover,
Dang.
Do this. You mm-hmm. can't... Don't fall for it.
Too late now. I did it twice this morning.
Uh-oh. Oh, great job.
Would you rather take a trip with a person or with your phone? 33% of Americans say they'd rather take a trip alone, do a little solo, and and take their phone with them than an actual trip with another person. After going on a trip with my wife, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, I will do my next trip all by myself. I think I might just vacation that way for the rest of my life.
I love traveling alone. I travel a lot by myself, and it's easy because you just obviously do whatever you want.
Was it hard at first, Mackenzie, or did you just, it just come naturally to you?
No, I liked it.
What about you, Liv? Would you go solo, or do you have to have somebody with you?
I have to have someone with me for two reasons. One, I don't trust myself traveling alone. I feel like I'm going to get taken. Two, I'm on my phone so much, like on a day-to-day basis, that when I go on vacation and when I travel, I'm never on it. Like, I never use my phone when I'm traveling because I need an escape from it. So I don't want to travel and then just be alone, so I'm on my phone all
the time.
Have
you ever traveled alone?
I have one time. I mean, like, I didn't take a trip alone, but I've like ridden on a plane by myself because I had friends that were already down there.
I didn't realize how many older folks are scared to travel by themselves, and they come up to me just because I don't know if they can tell I travel a lot.
Excuse me,
this
young
is
lady.
What I say. I said, you know what? Just stop and ask. You can ask your way through all the airports. There's a million people to help you because people get intimidated to travel by themselves. But just ask somebody.
I almost got kicked off my flight when I traveled by myself.
That's because you were
and
drunk.
And I was like,
though.
Oh my gosh, I've never done this before. But yeah, I almost got kicked off my flight. And then I fake cried. I made myself cry.
On the plane?
No, like to the flight people. And it'd be like, I can't get kicked off. I need to be down there. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's okay, sweetie. We'll make sure you get a seat. I was like, all right, cool.
All right, remind me to fly solo next time we have a work trip. All right, speaking of crying, Liv, I wonder if you have ever thought about doing this. Crying over your breakup can actually help you lose weight. Scientists have just discovered that when you are extremely emotional, Liv, and crying, Liv, after a breakup, it helps you lose weight. It happens because you produce a hormone. I forget the name of it, but it's actually connected to fat loss. Why can't I cry more? I'd be skinny, man. I got depression.
It's
but
a
like,
real thing. And have you heard of the divorce diet?
But I feel like you get fat off of like, I don't know what the divorce diet is, but don't you
it's
get big?
It's just the same thing. It's like you're just so drained. You're just exhausted.
I feel like it's like, it depends on the person. Like me, when I go through a breakup, I like ugly cry in the shower so hard.
Oh no.
All of the time. I'm like taking 3 showers a day because that's the only time I'll ugly cry. But for me, when I'm super upset, I have no appetite. But other people kind of use food as a comfort.
Yeah,
so it just depends
happy.
On the person.
I'm happy, sad. I mean, man, I don't think I could ever not eat food. And finally, a 107-year-old woman has her secret to life. Luis Senor, I believe that's how you say her name, celebrated her 107th birthday.
It.
Yep, nailed it. Who's going to know? Fact check that, sucker. She did her 107th birthday this year in an assisted living facility in New York City. And she says her secret to life is always staying active.
If they have exercise, I do the exercise. If they have dancing, I dance. I still do a little dancing. And then after my lunch, I will play bingo. So I had a full day.
Dang, that does sound like
get
a
it.
Lot.
Get it, girl.
Even to me, I'm like, whoa, you do all that in one day?
I love bingo.
You're crazy.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret.
Okay.
My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
She's adorable.
She'd be fun to play some bingo with and have some schnapps or something.
I want her to be my new best friend.
No kidding. Grandma goals for sure. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online on our website. Song of the Day is about to go down, and this is where it goes from friendly to frenemies. Yep. I mean, I like everybody that's hanging out. I mean, I guess they're okay. Mackenzie with us today. Liv the Web Girl's back. Producer Pork Chop's here. But that's where it all ends, because now we're going to vie for our song to win Song of the Day. Today's got a theme, too. It is a, what is it here? It is summertime song. Yeah, songs that make you feel good. Sorry. Songs that make you feel good. And that's a wide interpretation as well, what that might be. Who wants to go first today? Pork Chop, why don't you?
Go first. I want to go first.
Oh, intercepted by Liz.
Sorry.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay, so this song of the day, I also feel like is kind of like a summer song as well. So songs that make you feel good. This song, every time I turn it on, I instantly feel good. I want to roll down my windows. I want to sing along and just bop with a smile on my face.
She lives for me. Says she lives for me. Ovation. I know that song, but I don't know what song that actually is.
It is Semi-Charmed Live by Third Eye Blind.
Ooh, Third Eye Blind.
I know, an oldie but a goodie.
All right, who wants to go next? Since me assigning it to people never works. Mackenzie, what
right.
do you got?
All right, so I was just trying to think of what instantly puts me in a good mood. And it's Miss Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, baby. So I put my hands up to play when I pretend you don't like, but just secretly love.
All right, if you want to vote for that song, same thing for Liv's. The number is 833-563-2539. We got to start calling now so you can get that vote in there. Also on Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, we have a poll up there. And you can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, which is
521-40.
There we go. I got 100 things in front of my face, and none of it's the stuff I need. That's the number 521-40-SONG. All right, producer Porkchop, what do you got today for song of the day?
You know, to be honest, I actually don't really have one.
All right, well, so then my song. What do you got?
I think I'm going to call a celeb shot and have someone pick the song of the day for me.
Ooh.
Huh, I want the song of the day to be the Get Up, and this is Blanco Brown. Ha!
You had Blanco Brown?
Yes!
Just follow after me. Yeah. I want to do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with me. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it.
No nice. Way. How do you pull Blanco Brown out of your butt?
Thanks, Blanco.
Yes. He's
All
got
right.
connections.
All right. If you want to hear that surprise song today, 833-563-2539. Call right now. Vote if you want to on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. And if you got a phone, which I guess you could do all that with, 52140, text the word song. That's S-O-N-G. It'll give you the options to vote for. But you're probably waiting. That's why you're not doing any of it right now. Because you're like, well, what does Joe have for the song today? Because after all, I want a song that makes you feel good. And well, this song right here is incredible. It'll change your day. It'll make life worth living. I present to you the Black Eyed Peas. I got a good feeling. You know you danced to this song. You know what makes you feel good in places you didn't know you could. And we miss Fergie. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa.
Let's kick it. Oh. Joe, this song, you want to know something really funny?
I would love to, Mackenzie.
This song makes me want to throw up.
What?
Me
Excuse
too.
Me?
And I say that, and this is legit. I was pregnant with my little girl.
Oh, see, that's a legit one.
I was so nauseous, and this was like at the peak of its popularity. So now every time, because I was super nauseous and throwing up all the time, so every time I hear it, I'm like,
All right. A vomit. I appreciate that. 52140. You can text in the word song to vote for any of those songs. Also, call us right now. Pork Chop standing by on the phones. 833-563-2539. Or you could tweet us right now. Radio Now AM Show. We got our poll set up. Okay. That's it. Stop it right now. Cut it off. We are doing the results for our song of the day, and let me remind you of what the songs were this morning. We had with me, Joe, the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. We had Live the Web Girl with a little Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charm Kind of Life. That's all you need to know there. Then we had Mackenzie this morning. She had a little song you might have heard of called Party in the USA.
Yes.
And producer Porkchop pulled one out of nowhere. We had him in studio, and we're actually going to play some of our interview later this morning. Blanco Brown, he's got the song The Get Up.
Just Woo. Follow after me. Yeah. I want to do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
All right, we had your votes, which you can do every day if you're just joining in right now. Radio Now AM show, we put up a Twitter poll. We also take your calls. That's why I should save our number, 833-563-2539. And another thing we also offer is your chance to text in the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let's see. We have. Do you have results?
I think he's calculating them right now.
Feverishly calculating
them.
We
need to hire somebody to help him with this.
This is what's hard, too, because I see the poll on Twitter, because you can constantly see who's winning and who's losing there. And so then I get my hopes up, because I feel like around this time, every day, I had the lead on Twitter. But then it's like between the phone calls and the texts,
it's crazy.
I just get demolished.
They're still coming in right now. That's why our pork chop is just, whoo, he's sweating.
He is sweating away.
Is.
Beads of sweat flying off him.
I've got a winner.
Oh, you do?
Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
All right, what do we got, pork chop?
In
drop
dead
roll.
Last place for the third day in the row, Joe Pesh.
There's no way. There's no way. I saw the text and I was like leading.
And now I'm not. I don't know what text you were talking about.
Maybe that song makes other people sick too.
Yeah,
Mackenzie, seriously, you're done. You're done.
Literally
3 days is enough.
And figuratively.
I love you.
Coming in third place, Mackenzie.
Oh, maybe my song makes people sick
have
too.
Have fun with that vomit.
I love that song.
Thank you.
For the third day in a row, first place, Blanco Brown and Pork Chop.
No way.
On Twitter. He's the coolest.
I was second.
All right, it's your song Grab of the day, ones. Blanco Brown, The Get Up, I'll here on Radio partner. Now. Mackenzie, you have a situation here, or at least someone you know, and I thought this was kind of interesting, and it has to do with popping the question.
Yes. So I love romantic engagement stories.
Okay.
And I love when like my friends are like, oh. So of course naturally you're like, how did he do it? How did he do it? And I found this was so interesting that I want to know the majority of proposals, how many times do the women, if the guy is in fact proposing to the girl, do they actually know it's coming?
I feel like women know it all the time.
You think, like when you proposed to your wife, do you
totally
think
Lynn's knew
it.
Knew totally
that
knew it.
She knew it.
I told her, hey, I went to this morning show boot camp thing in Chicago. And this is when I used to live like 7 hours away. I moved away. Like, I was surprised we stayed together. And I was like, hey, I'll be there. Then I'll drive in by and see, and I'll fly out of Michigan to go back home. And she knew it was coming, and I was really awkward. And I think her dad accidentally tipped too that like, oh, Joe's coming to town and wants to have dinner with me. I'm like, how dumb are you?
Come that on. Is a dad giveaway, like a he random dinner with the parents without your future bride.
And I've never had dinner in all the time I've known him. It's like, well, yeah, Joe wants to bro it up today.
Oh,
kind of
so
weird.
She knew. So do you think, but do you still get nervous? Like, were you sure she was going to say yes? What percentage?
Oh, God, what woman would say no to me, Mackenzie? Oh. No, yes.
Obviously
no.
True, but.
833-563-2539. We'd love to hear from you real quick. If you actually, like, knew the actual proposal was coming, ladies, how did that all go down? 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, yeah, I actually was so nervous. I proposed to my wife. It meant a lot to her, the location where we had a lot of good memories in Michigan, in Holland, along the lakeshore, the beach. It's a beautiful place to go travel and take a trip to. And we are right near the water. Everybody's looking at me. The seagulls are flying around, pooping on everyone. And I dropped down. It's just, I did like an awkward side hug for her. I swear it was like, it was only like 30 seconds, but it felt like an hour and a half of me telling her how much I like her. Then I finally like, Lindsay Renee Gilder, will you marry me?
Oh, did you rehearse this or
no,
did you just speak from the heart?
I should have, because it's just like me on the radio. I rambled. Rambled. Our boss would have been like, wrap it up. Yes.
It up.
Well, then she
crying.
Goes to put it on. She drops her ring in the lake.
No.
And yeah, and it's like Lake Michigan, so the waves are coming. Grab that thing up. I'm like, I don't even have insurance on that thing yet. What
oh,
are you
no.
doing? So
Aww,
that was mine.
Cute story.
But she totally, as far as you're asking, Mackenzie, my wife knew the proposal was coming. And I think almost every woman, you have like a spidey sense, ladies. Like, don't you, that you know the proposal is coming? Has any woman actually been surprised?
I feel like when the dude is acting super weird for no reason, like he has this ring. I don't know how if you have a ring, it's like burning a hole in your pocket because you're trying to hide it.
You don't want to lose it because it's valuable. It's awkward. They've never made like a small compact case that'll slide in there. So it's like a giant lump in your pocket.
I've had a friend also who found the ring because they lived together and it was hidden. Like she was doing laundry in a sock drawer or something. And she was scared because she didn't like it.
What did she say?
Is that terrible?
Did she say anything about that? I mean, it's a ring.
She saw the ring. I mean, she didn't mean to be a brat, but you are going to wear it every day for the rest of your life, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So, but she saw it. She was like, it's not that good.
Good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Madison.
Did you know, Madison, that the actual proposal was coming?
Well, I thought that I knew, and then the night before he did it, he threw me off, and we had like a little argument almost because he asked me if I remembered which ring I liked and what size he was supposed to get. And it was right before Thanksgiving, and I thought it would have happened already. So we got in, like, this little discussion, and then the next night he told me I had to go pick up his drunk brother-in-law downtown, and he took me to the canal, and he dropped to one knee, and he had a friend of mine hiding to take pictures, and I had no idea it was coming.
Nice. There we go. Yeah, that's how you do it.
I love that.
I like that he threw you off. That was very clever.
So you have, like, a unicorn right there. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, because I feel like every guy, not that we're dumb, I'm not saying men are stupid, but women know. We give off, like, little hints. Just like when guys are cheating, women know you're cheating.
Yeah.
It's no surprise
for the most
here.
Part, yes. I think that's so exciting. Like, okay, so Porkchop, do you know how you want to do it? Because we've talked that you, I mean, I don't want your elaborate plan, but do you know how you would propose?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know the location, how you would do it, all the things.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to give it away, though.
What percentage are you that Chase would say yes?
Oh, like 90.
You're not 100?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God. What if he rejected you? He's like, yeah, you know what?
Well, have you guys not talked about this recently? Like, do you talk about, like, oh, when you're going to get engaged, like when you get married?
I mean, yeah. I don't think we talk about, like, when we're going to get engaged, but we've talked about, like, getting married.
What would you not talk about getting married? Like, have you talked about, like, oh, well, like, when we get married, this, and this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would you do if she said, like, if she or he says, let me think about it?
Oof.
No, if they're thinking about it, means that's no. You're done. You're just like, I hope they give me my money back.
My aunt and uncle, she turned him down 3 times because of circumstances.
What do you mean? Other men?
No.
What were these circumstances?
No, I think it was the same thing. They were like living apart, and then they fought a lot. I don't know, but they did end up getting married. So he was, you know, very determined. The 4th time she said yes.
I love, like, back in the day, it's so sweet and nice. It's like they were determined. Now it's called stalking, but that's awesome.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man. Mario Lopez is in hot water, and he's now apologizing for ignorant and insensitive comments about raising transgender children that he made on an appearance on the Candace Owens podcast.
If you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then, okay, well, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And it's sort of alarming. And my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Right. Okay, so the comments, he says, were ignorant, insensitive, and deeply hurtful. He knows that they are. He understands that. Now, the producers of Extra released a statement saying, while we've enjoyed our long relationship with Mario Lopez, they are not the opinions expressed by Extra. They don't reflect us at all, and they wholeheartedly embrace friends from the LGBTQ community and, of course, sending love and support. So he is backpedaling. Big time.
Man.
Big time.
Way to go.
And he's making the move from Extra. So this is very interesting. But you know when the network is like, oh, we don't want anything to do with this
person.
Yeah,
we're
going to
go put you on this channel instead.
Not good. Also not good, ASAP Rocky's bodyguard went berserk. It was seen choking a victim in Sweden, and the surveillance camera caught the whole thing.
Hey, ASAP Rocky.
I love the accent, but ASAP Rocky's he's getting cocky and choking
down.
Them.
Yes, the video captured the street brawl. Basically, the bodyguard grabbed the victim by the throat, lifts the person off the ground, and tosses him down the street. That's a strong bodyguard.
Not kidding. Protect me, big strong man.
Yeah, so the bodyguard was cleared of any charges, so that was interesting. But could you imagine just walking down the street and seeing that? Would you taste this? French's has created a mustard-flavored ice cream.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
Surrender that ice cream
cone,
or every waking moment for you will become a swirling torrent of pain and misery.
I love mustard, Mackenzie. It's one of my favorite things, but I don't want mustard ice cream.
You don't
want ketchup ice cream. I don't want relish.
What about I've had avocado ice cream. Not bad.
If you slid
it in, doesn't sound great, but
if you slid it in there and I didn't realize it because it gets all creamy, I might. But I still wouldn't be like, oh, you know what I really want? I hope DQ's got some of that avocado ice cream right now.
Avocado was. It's ahead of National Mustard Day, which is August 3rd, if you don't already have that on your calendar. And it's kind of fun to mix with pretzels and that kind of thing. So if you want to feel, you know, adventurous with your taste buds, go for it.
Well, if there's pretzel chunks, you didn't say that. Then I'll get crazy.
Nah, we're talking. Well, Ellie Goulding plans on banning all social media at her wedding. So Ellie says she doesn't want anyone to distract and not be present. So she's taking away like everybody's phones. She wants no one posting. Nothing will be on Instagram. She thinks it's absurd. And that's going to be her number one rule at her wedding. And her fiance Casper couldn't agree more. What do you think? Social media allowed at weddings or no?
We've kind of talked about this. I think maybe after the ceremony. So like at the reception, that's fine with me. But during the ceremony, maybe just like no cell phones.
And don't you want to post the perfect pic of people to first see you in your gown and all the things? Because if someone gets like a random side shot, that then everyone sees it.
We were talking about that,
that
wedding photo that was ruined. The photographer said somebody stuck their phone out when the bride and couple were coming out of the church.
Yeah.
I think you pay a big service. One person takes all the photos. Instantly, they're uploaded to a cloud there at the wedding, and you just grab them, like airdrop them.
Perfect.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done.
If it's a good photographer, they can do it.
It would take hours for them to upload like thousands of photos onto the cloud.
Maybe using your phone, but if they had a good one, it would take minutes.
Well, that's your garbage.
All right, Mackenzie, thank you so much. Group therapy. Boy, do we all need some. But that's not about us. It's about you. You can be on it by calling in at 833-563-2539. You can also DM us. That's probably the easiest way. Radio Now AM Show. Producer Porkchop will be waiting there for your DM. Let's say good morning to Jessica. Hey, what up, Jessica?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Why are we talking to you today for group therapy? What's going on?
I'm dying right now.
Aw.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've been dating Brian for almost a year now, and, you know, I'm in love. I'm happy as I've been in forever. My lease is almost up, and, you know, we want to move in together. But here's the deal. He has two cats, and just inherited another, so that's three cats. And I'm, like, deathly allergic to cats.
Me too. I am like my throat will close up and they're so cute, but
yeah, you know,
I can't
so you know
be
what
around
I'm
them.
Going through. Yeah. So I almost didn't date him initially because of this, because I mean, it's, you know, a huge issue. And, so he will not get rid of his cats because, you know, they're like his babies, but
I could not date a dude with cats either because I feel like I could never go to his place or if he had like their, you know, a little fur, like, I don't know. Their hair would make me.
Is it only because you're allergic, though? That's why, Mackenzie, you couldn't?
Okay, yeah.
That's a legit excuse. If you'll die, then maybe don't do it.
I mean, literally, it's, I mean, anyone, you know, it's miserable. Like, I'm, but, you know, I mean, I know her, those are his babies, but, like, I'm, you know, his baby as well. So it's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it.
You're the number one baby. You should be.
Right. I should be, you know, so we're in a huge, huge fight over it. And he just doesn't get it. Like, he thinks I can just take Benadryl, you know, and be fine.
I mean, have you, but just like, to be fair, for both sides, have you tried taking Benadryl, like daily? Does that make a difference?
It makes a difference, but, like, I don't want to have to be on Benadryl 24/7, you know? Like, and it still doesn't help all the way. Like she said, like, my throat closes up, my nose runs 24/7, my eyes get swollen and itchy, like, it's miserable,
bad.
You
yes.
know? It's not fun. Like, they're cute. Like, I wish I wasn't allergic, you know? Like, I love cats. I love animals, but it's just not worth it. Like,
right.
I feel like if I don't mean, you know, more to him than his cats, like, I don't know, maybe I need to rethink this whole thing. I mean.
So this is serious. Like, you're thinking of this and you might just get out?
I mean, if he doesn't think that I'm worth it, I don't know. Like, seriously, it's either Mr. Sprinkles or it's me.
Wait, who's Mr. Sprinkles?
Mr. Sprinkles.
Is
that's
he the
one
new
of his cats.
Oh, is that the newest edition?
No, that's one he's had.
The OG, Mr.
Okay.
Sprinkles.
Yeah, he's been there since day one. He's a ride or die.
This is serious, though.
Right, but like I should be too. I mean.
So have you kind of told him, hey, it's me or Mr. Sprinkles?
Yeah, and what does he say to that? Is he just like, come on, or is he like, no?
I mean, he just keeps saying that, you know, I've had these cats for a long time. They've been a part of my family. They're, you know, like my babies. And I get it. I mean, I do. But you also asked me to move in, and you knew I was definitely allergic to cats, you know, so... he knew this from day one that I've been definitely, like, it's not like it's something new. Like, yeah. He knows this.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be so drastic to end the relationship because I think it's a big deal for a dude to ask a lady to move in.
Absolutely.
So that's a good sign, at least to look at the positive, Jessica.
But I mean, I'm with you, Jess. Well, I could never live there. I could never live with three cats. Never. I can't be around for maybe 15 minutes or I start.
All right. Well, can you hang on, Jessica? Maybe we can open up the phones and see if anybody else has advice. Maybe they've been through this.
Yes. Yeah. Please.
All right, cool. 833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy. You're just tuning in. Jessica's been dating Brian for almost a year. Her lease is almost up. She wants to move in together. He actually asked the question, but he's got three cats, including Mr. Sprinkles. We'll have to find out what the other names are. That's kind of interesting. But she's allergic, deathly allergic, she says. So
what should they do? What's the remedy for
you
the situation?
You can't ask him to get rid of his cats.
But then, I mean, now she's like, oh, he doesn't prioritize me. Why not?
It's so hard being a guy, I'll tell you. What, Mackenzie? 833-563-2539. Hey, give us a call. We need your help here for Jessica for group therapy on Radio Now. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are doing group therapy. By the way, if you ever want to be on it, all you got to do is call us 833-563-2539 or send us a DM, Radio Now AM Show. For group therapy this morning, we're talking to Jessica. She has been dating Brian for almost a year. Her lease is almost up, and he said, hey, why don't we move in together? Which, Mackenzie, that's kind of a big step.
A huge step, and it's so exciting. But the dicey part, he's got not one, not two, but three cats, and she's deathly allergic. And that's the worst. I have a cat allergy as well, and I could never live with one, let alone three cats, just because my eyes shut, my throat closes up, you know,
it's is that really, bad. I mean, is it really that bad to experience all those symptoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's hard to function.
All right, Jessica, I hear you, and now we're about to hear from everybody else. 833-563-2539. If you can give her any advice or anything, because we hate to see relationships end, because it's not like this guy's cheating on her, and should I keep my guy? It's like,
because love is still there. Hey, it's just like, but...
Well, not for the cats. let's
not
see.
For Mr. Sprinkles.
Yeah, Mr. Sprinkles is out in the cold, it sounds like. Alyssa, you're on with Jessica. Hey, what's up? What'd you want to say to her?
Hi, good morning. I actually have friends that are in a similar situation. They've been together for about 6 years, and they've had cats for about 3 or 4 years together. And my friend is very allergic to cats. Her nose is constantly running. Her eyes get puffy. Her throat is itchy. And she takes Benadryl, Zyrtec. She takes allergy medication daily. And I don't know. I'm just curious to know, you know, how long have the cats been in his life? And, you know, what is it that she's wanting him to do with the cats? I really understand how her feelings are probably hurt by it. But I feel like she really has to think about, you know, if she was in that same situation and had animals that she's had longer than she's known this person. Like, how do you get rid of that attachment?
Jessica, like, is it safe to assume that you want the cats gone just because there's no way you're able to deal with them?
Yeah, I mean, I can't deal with feeling like that every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, he has family members that have already offered to take them. So,
ooh, that's new in the mix. Yeah. Okay. Right. That's
so
good.
Therefore, he could still go see them. But I can't be around it. It's too miserable.
Is there an extra room? Like, could you have like a cat room?
My mom had a bird room
in
her house.
Is that a thing?
Hey, Alyssa, thanks for calling. I think anything's
like just
possible.
Have a room the cats stay in. I don't know if everything would still drift out.
Yeah, get a 2-bedroom apartment. One room is for the cats.
Yeah, it is 2 bedrooms, but I don't know if that would actually.
She's like, no dice. I don't want that. Like,
absolutely not. Mr. Sprinkles has to go. Lindsay,
yeah,
hey.
I don't think that would make a difference.
Lindsay, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What would you tell Jessica to do today for group therapy?
Hi, Jessica. So I have 2 cats as well. And there's a guy that I'm currently talking to, and we're not serious or anything, but he is definitely allergic as well. Like, he can't even come to my apartment because of his allergies. Like, he has to take a Benadryl before he comes over, and it makes me feel so bad. But if things were to actually get serious with us, I would definitely look into giving my cats to one of my family members. Like, I know my parents would take them in. They don't have any pets, and I know that they really want some. So, you know, I would definitely look into something like that, because taking Benadryl every single day,
yeah,
that's awful. Like, you're going to be tired all the time.
Exactly.
But people take Benadryl every day of their life because they have to. I think you need to buck up. If this is love,
no,
aren't you
going to
fight for your love?
I disagree. If there's people that are willing to care for the cats and will love the cats and you know they're going to another home where they'll be taken care of, come on. You can go visit them every day.
Lindsay, thank you for thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Lindsay.
I'm not asking him to take him to a shelter or anything. You know, I would never, ever do that.
Yeah, she's not saying, like, bye-bye forever, Mr. Sprinkles.
It feels like it is. All right, let's wrap this thing up right here. Hey, Alex, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you tell Jessica, who's deathly allergic to cats, but now her guy wants to have her move in, and there's three cats, including Mr. Sprinkles, that live there?
I think you need to either buck up and take allergy medicine or break up.
Buck up or break up. I like
buck
that.
Buck up or break up.
Wait, that could be a new segment on the show. Wow. Buck up or break up.
Wow.
Are you speaking from experience, Alex?
No, but I have two cats myself that I've only had for like a year, but I would break up with my boyfriend of 4 years if he wanted me to get rid of them.
Wow. Tough love there.
No kidding.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're my children.
They're your babies. We get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know what I wonder? I'm not trying to do animal cruelty because I know there are some cats that don't have fur. Could you just shave all their fur off the cat? You know what I mean? Like, I think of like
the
Austin
hairless
Powers.
Cats.
Yeah, like Dr. Evil's got that one
I
cat that has no hair.
Aren't those a specific breed? I don't think like all cats. I don't know. I'm not a cat person.
I'm not an animal
I'm
expert.
I'm a dog person.
Jessica, the thing I'm always concerned about at the end is, did we help you at all with group therapy today?
Or did we make it worse?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Another ringing endorsement.
We gave you some options. Perhaps the cat room idea. I'm standing behind
all
that.
All right. You do your thing. Thank you, Jessica. If you want to be on group therapy and have people talk about your stuff but not get a solution, you can do that next week. 833-563-2539. Call in or send us a DM right now. We'll try to set something up that's convenient for you. Radio Now AM Show. Dare Dice. Yeah, normally this happens on a Wednesday, but Liv the Web Girl was out yesterday. Some say she was really sick. Some say, was she avoiding the box of shame and what might lie inside of it? Who knows?
Who knows? The box of shame. This is my first time laying eyes on it. It's so happy and pretty. It's a rainbow color. It has a big star on top. There's lots of glitter. But what lies inside is the scary part.
Yeah, and the whole way that we got to the box of shame today is that we rolled dice on Tuesday, and the lowest number you did not want to have. And Liv rolled, I believe, a 1, which is the absolute worst thing, Liv.
Yeah, no, I rolled a 1. I'm not happy about it. The box is super pretty. You can see it because we're live right now on Radio Now AM Show. So if you want to see me tortured, then go there and watch our live Instagram because I'm not excited about this.
Aww.
But the box is pretty, and I believe that is to mess with your brain.
Exactly.
To mess you up.
It
I
think
is.
There's something pleasant coming when it's probably not going to be pleasant.
It's sweet but psycho. So with no further ado, please, Liv, take the lid off the box of shame. Reach on in and grab your punishment.
Here she goes. This is the one.
Read it out loud so everybody knows what's happening.
Eat a raw onion.
Ooh.
I'm going to legit puke. I'm going to gag.
At least it's not anything alive. I was worried you'd have to, you know.
Oh, I'm going to gag. I'm not.
It's not an insect. You don't have to eat something alive, but an onion is
going to be.
Not
this week. It could be next week. We could do live crickets.
Yeah.
So this is going to be amazing. Ooh, I can smell the onion right now.
Oh, my gosh. I can too.
Oh, I can smell the actual onion.
Oh, that's intense, girl. You might not get some kisses after this.
No, my boyfriend will probably never kiss me again after this. I'm going to have bad breath for like a month.
No. Get the onion.
All right, bring the onion over.
I feel like let's look at the bright side. There has to be health benefits.
Porkchop is now doing the presentation of the onion. Very nice handoff.
This is a big onion.
Ooh. This is thick with 2 C's.
That's
this
what she
is
said.
A thick B. My gosh.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, it's so
it's
smelly.
It's literally the size.
Look at that size of her head.
It's like the size of a baseball.
Oh my God.
This is the biggest onion I've ever seen.
It'd take you forever to eat that.
One bite, correct?
No.
One bite.
Eat a raw onion.
You know what? Yeah. Instead of doing the whole thing, I'll say 3 giant bites.
Not a chance.
Liv,
well,
it's dare dice.
Let's get through the first one.
Let's get through the first one.
It's actually, at least it's not yellow. It is white. It looks fresh. Is it warm or cold? What's the temp?
It's chilled.
Okay, that's
all right.
Good.
Big bites here. We're doing this.
It smells so bad.
Bigger
in the
bite.
Studio.
Bigger bite than that. Bigger bite than that.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh! That was so gross.
Her face. I feel so bad.
I'm trying to get through it quick because I'm gonna throw up.
You're gonna
don't
take a bigger bite
up.
Though, or you have to do more.
Don't throw up.
All right, that's.
I can't bite it.
Oh,
I'm not gonna be able to swallow.
Oh God, your breath! Your breath is so disgusting this morning.
I'm gonna swallow it.
You're gonna have to swallow it,
dude. If I had to put an ice pack on my gonads for 25 minutes, you can eat more than one bite of an onion.
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, I don't want her to throw up.
Oh, I don't think it would taste good if you threw it up. So I would just take another bite.
She's gonna wash.
She's gonna do it.
There she goes. She's chugging it like a shot of whiskey.
Onions and water. Okay. Breakfast of champions.
Okay, one more bite. I'm not joking. That's it. One more. And I swallowed that one.
No, we agreed on three, so two more.
Uh-uh. You said three. No one else agreed on that.
Here she goes.
I know. No. She keeps on backing out of the punishment. You have to do the punishment.
I'm going to eat one more. I'm not kidding. My stomach cannot handle
it. Okay,
this.
Let her do one more.
I hate my wife so much. This is so miserable.
Oh, no.
I'm wearing my tears. I have tears.
Oh.
All right, hold on. 833-563.
Chew it really fast.
833-563-2539. Should Liv have to do the third bite? Or do you guys, are you okay with her stopping at just two bites of an onion?
McKinsey votes no.
I vote yes. Pork chop, what do you say?
No.
I seriously might throw up.
All right, Liv, please don't use my microphone anymore. But anyways, someone commented. get that away from me. Wow. Someone on Instagram said, Liv, chill out. I'm sure there's been worse in there before.
Yeah, but it didn't taste like an onion.
All right, hold on to that onion. I want to get some calls, 833-563-2539. We might have one more
this
bite coming up next.
This whole studio reeks of onions now.
My tongue is burning. I feel nauseous. I can feel chunks of onion in my esophagus.
That's because you didn't chew it up. You got to mince it up into fine pieces.
I chewed it. It was minced. It was like a chopper in there.
This girl.
Just chopping at it.
You see, you know what it is? It's your mindset. You should just imagine, like, I'm at Outback Steakhouse. I'm eating a bloomin' onion.
I can't even have a bloomin' onion because that has gluten on it. It's fried, Joe.
Well, it's good. If you didn't live that gluten-free lifestyle, you would know the tastiness of it.
She ate this like an apple, just straight up.
Oh, my gosh. That is so much. That's way harder than I was expecting it to be. I had friends in college who used to do this at parties.
For fun,
but they were always hammered.
But she's so awake right now. You're so awake.
I am. It did wake me up. Maybe come on, I should do this every morning.
Come on, one more bite.
Liv, we're losing Instagram viewers. You got to take another bite and don't use my microphone.
One more bite.
This is for the ratings.
Big bite. Big bite. Oh my God.
I
can't tell if she's crying from the onion or because it's so bad.
Oh, so bad. My stomach hurts so bad right now.
All right, go ahead and puke now. There we go.
I'm so badly.
That's why you don't want to lose Dare Dice.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm terrified of the box of shame.
Pork chop, she's out of the room.
Terrified.
Get the camera on her. Oh my God. Oh.
Oh no.
Oh, she's throwing up right now.
Oh no, in the hall.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back. Okay. I don't know what we're going to do. I think from now on, we'll just take a microphone out in the hallway if we're going to do Dare Dice because it reeks of onion.
I know. It is horrible smelling in here now.
And I swear Liv is like making a circle with her mouth and just blowing directly at me. Like,
honestly, I can't even smell anything else besides just the onion on my tongue. Like, I can still feel the onion just lying on my tongue.
If you missed Liv having to pay off her debt today for a Dare Dice in the Box of Shame, go Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, follow it, and you can see that on our story.
Girl, you're so brave. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Not one, not two, but three bites.
That was intense.
Jeez.
The third one had to come back up.
Oh.
Yeah, we saw that one, unfortunately.
We saw that in the hall.
Okay,
we're
talking about all kinds of gross stuff happening. I want you to call in right now, and I want you to get the anger or the frustration off of your chest, and I need your help so I don't look like I'm a psychotic guy all by myself, even though I might be. 833-563-2539. I want to know who you wish diarrhea upon. When what I mean by that is like actual like, you know, diarrhea, that sucks. Nobody likes it. It's a terrible thing. But that way you're not actually like wishing harm on somebody. Like I don't want somebody to get in an accident or break a bone or trip and fall. I just want them to have an upset stomach for a day or two because they're such a terrible person. And why do I wish diarrhea on somebody? I'll kick it off. I wish diarrhea on anybody, especially the guy who was coming at me the opposite way and did not put on his turn signal. So I'm waiting. I missed a light. I'm halfway through. And then he finally just turns. I'm like, thanks, bro. Now I look like a turd standing in the middle of the road because you could not put on a turd signal telling me you were turning. I thought you were going to go straight. But you just sat there and waited. So people, stop it.
He probably was going straight and then got a phone call that there was an emergency at home, so he had to turn and go the other way.
Now I wish diarrhea upon pork chop after that statement. But 833-563-2539. I'm going to go around the room, but I also want to hear from you. Who do you wish diarrhea upon? What did they do? 833-563-2539. We'll also keep this going on our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. Mackenzie, you seem so sweet and nice, but there's got to be somebody that you wish diarrhea upon.
I feel bad. I don't ever want to, because I feel like it's karma.
Say it. It's good. It'll feel great.
Since I don't really know this person, I'm just going to, again, like a traffic situation, I'm going to wish diarrhea on the person that literally was going 15 miles per hour this morning. It's like when you're coming to work at 4:30 in the morning, that's the one fun thing. There's no other traffic usually on the road, or people are, you know, going the right speed or a little. But yeah, the whole time, almost the entire time on the side streets. Maybe they had diarrhea and that's why they were going so slow.
No, if you had diarrhea, you'd be speeding.
But maybe, I don't know.
All right, Pork Chop, who are you wishing diarrhea upon this fine morning?
Well, I don't know if I could say this. Like, one of my managers at my other job,
No, okay, I'm trying to save you. I don't know if you should do this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, you're already in.
And I...
Do it.
I said to them, like, hey, like, really, like, help me out. I need to be out of work by 8, and 9, 10 o'clock, I was still there. And, well, yeah, I have to wake up at 3 a.m., so... Diarrhea upon you.
Diarrhea upon you.
All right.
So yesterday I was in the, not yesterday, but 2 days ago, I was in the Chick-fil-A line. And this girl, I guess, like didn't see that the line had moved up. So instead of this guy honking just at her to like remind her to move up, he got out of his car from two cars
that
back.
That is so scary.
Went up to her window that was rolled down and started screaming at her. That guy was rude AF. You could have just honked your horn. So I wish diarrhea upon you.
Yeah, wait a minute. Okay.
That's terrifying.
I know, ladies, that sounds like an overreaction, but come on, Chick-fil-A, you got to have your head in the game, head on a swivel. You need to pull up. We're all trying to get our nugs and our chicken sandwiches. I think that was perfectly justified.
I am shocked, Liv, that you didn't wish diarrhea upon Joe for making you eat that onion.
Honestly, that's a very good point.
You hold it, though.
I want to rethink
this. Yeah, she kind of did to herself,
But you did it to yourself. You should wish diarrhea upon yourself.
True that.
My stomach still.
Michelle, hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's not say where you work at, because I don't want to get in trouble, but who are you wishing diarrhea upon?
So what I do for work is a finance, so goals at the end of the month are a thing. So I wish diarrhea upon the one person who did not come and do their job or, you know, their monthly dues and responsibilities and made me short 4 points from 100 points this month.
Oh, you had made
a really huge bonus.
You were so close.
Like, how much work really would they have had to do, Michelle? Like, was it a lot more, just a little bit more would have got you that bonus?
No, literally. They just had to call in. Literally call me and make a payment and that would have been done.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the worst.
Man, diarrhea would be the nicest thing you could wish upon them, Michelle.
That's like every time I have a big coupon and I'm excited to use it, like extra bucks at CVS or something, a lot of extra, and then I miss it by a day. It's expired, and they won't just, like, do it.
Oh, wow. I can see you in line,
first
yelling people.
Problems.
I wish diarrhea upon you and your family. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Abby this morning and wrap it up with you. Abby, who are you wishing diarrhea upon?
My old boss.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Why?
So I put my 2 weeks in, and instead of letting me work, he fired me.
Aww.
Wait, that just happened to one of my friends. He was like, hey, by the way, I'm taking this long trip, and I'm not going to come back. Like, the week before the trip is going to be my last week, and it was a month before then. And they're just like, no, you can go now. And he was like, oh, my god,
that happens a lot. Like,
so
they're just
petty,
like, you're done.
Though.
Hey,
sorry that happened to you, girl. But at least you wanted to get out of there, and now you are. So
yeah, no kidding.
That's
so there
good.
We go. See, don't we all feel better now? It's like we cleansed ourselves of all of that. So you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and let us know who else you would like to wish some diarrhea upon. Listen, if you've listened to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, you know myself, Joe, you know Liv, you know Pork Chop. Even this week, you've been hanging out with Mackenzie. She's been doing her thing with us, and you might have a general sense of who we are and what we do, but... is anybody on the show actually adulting? Are any of us actually doing anything, quote-unquote, adulting worthy?
I had to pay bills yesterday.
Okay.
And I felt that was adulting.
Well, let me throw it out there. We all have bills that we have to pay.
Everyone has bills.
Does that mean you're really adulting? I mean, you paid them on time.
I paid them. Here's the thing, because I am newly single, so that wasn't. I paid like one or two bills. So this is the first time. Like, I'm learning. It's all on me. Like, I'm doing everything myself. Uh-huh. So I was like, wow, this stinks. Like, this isn't fun.
Hey, you want to stay together and just do the bill thing? What do you think about that? 833-563-2539. If you want to add something to our list here of what you're like, oh man, I'm doing this, so that means I'm adulting. Or if somebody does this, they're totally in the adulting zone. Kind of what you were mentioning, Mackenzie, they say having a budget. Now, I mean, that's similar to paying bills, but do you actually have a budget each month? You're like, this is where my money will go for that. This is where I'll go for that. Or you're just like, oh crap, where'd my money go? Do you actually set things up?
Working on that.
Okay.
You're so
close to adulting. How about buying a house? Have you bought a house?
Yes, I've bought a house in the past.
Okay,
yes.
So you have adulted at one time.
Like the moments I feel like I'm adulting is when I get excited about stupid, stupid stuff. Like you get excited about a vacuum. You have a favorite something in your house. It's just like, gosh, I'm so an adult.
There's one thing I'll never be an adult on. They put on here like some of the top things that you're adulting.
Yeah.
Doing your own taxes. Like, I do taxes. I don't need my mom or dad to help me, but I mean, I can't. Does that mean like taking it to the person that prepares them? Or does that actually mean like you sit down there with a calculator like,
I feel like it means you crunching those numbers. I would never. I would be in jail.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would get like 80 grand back a year in taxes if I had it my way. Working on your credit score. I see Porkchop's ears just perked up. Every time he gets to talk about his score, whether it's an Uber rating or his credit score, he gets excited. Where is the credit score at right now, by the way?
I actually got an email last night saying it was updated, so I'm going to check the update. It went down a little since the last time we talked. It went down to 693, which is still okay. Hopefully it's not lower than that.
Ooh, I actually didn't have a credit score for a long time because I thought I was adulting. I was debt-free.
Yeah.
But I canceled all my credit cards and I went to go get a car, the car I have now. And they're like, we can't approve you for a loan. I'm like, what?
So because you have to have one.
It went up. Ooh. 696.
All right.
Dang.
Go, boy.
Dang, homie.
I don't even know what that means.
Where do you like to...
So Liv's definitely adulting.
Where do you go to check yours? Do you have a favorite?
Bank of America, my app.
Okay, so you go to your app. That's cool.
Okay, some of the things they put on there, I can do some of these, and I don't do them well. Do you do your own laundry? That means you're adulting. I do it, but limited stuff. Lindsay, my wife, only lets me wash my socks and underwear and towels.
I was going to say, do you put delicates, do you put colors, or do you just throw everything?
I don't see color, Mackenzie.
Are you colorblind?
No, I just mean like I don't see color at all in life.
Oh.
Everything's the same to me. No, my dad was colorblind, so it's possible.
But
I mix it up before, like where I put like a red sock in or something. I've ruined clothing before. My wife hates me.
Everyone's done that.
My boyfriend does a lot of my laundry, which is like super weird because he.
I think that's sweet.
Yeah, I have to pay at my apartment to do laundry, and he obviously has like a laundry set or whatever at his house for free. So he'll do it a lot of the times, but I'm not joking. Every single time he does it, he shrinks something new, and it's always like my favorite top.
Your favorite thing.
Or my favorite pants.
You have to pay at your apartment? Because we used to have to pay in my sorority house, and so we would put, it was like a quarter, but we would do the pantyhose trick. You put a quarter of the pantyhose, put it in, and pull it back.
What?
No way! That's
what is this
genius!
Trick?
Okay, so it was just a quarter, and then we'd put a quarter inside pantyhose or something like that, and then you put it in, and then it'd go, and then you pull it back, and so you just had one
Wait,
quarter.
Does that work here in our pot machine?
Wow.
Let's try. Who has pantyhose?
Do you got any pantyhose?
Pork chop, no. Give me your pantyhose.
Yeah.
I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Let's get to it. I am so excited. From glittery unicorn frappuccinos to matcha pink drinks, there's no question that Starbucks, Starbees, as I like to call it,
Starbees?
Has it going on with fun beverages. Yeah, of course, Starbees. Pork Chop and I used to get Starbees literally every day.
Stop
together.
Real quick, Mackenzie. I don't know you that well, but you get people's hopes up. Like if they're listening, if I heard Starbees, I would think it was a combined Starbucks and Arby's.
Ah, yes. So that would be like, done, I guess.
Where's the horsey
Starbees.
Sauce?
Well, to become more eco-friendly, they are introducing these really fun, colorful, reusable tumblers. And get this, they're ombre. Do you know what that means?
It is. Yes.
Yes.
Our old logo used to have a little ombre.
Ombre, so they kind of fade. So they quietly, this week, released that 5-pack of reusable cups, and they change color when you fill them up with an iced drink, but they're selling out like hotcakes, and they're almost gone. So I want one. They hold 24 ounces of liquid, and they'll set you back $16.95. But they're so cute. I want one.
All right, guys, we got to get her one of these ombres.
So there, before they go, because they're going quick. Well, Mario Lopez, okay, he is off to a really awkward start at his new gig. So he's leaving Extra, and he's heading over to Access Hollywood. But we're told that he's been there visiting Access Hollywood, and he has a full-on security team. So everybody's kind of looking like, okay, you're Mario Lopez. You're not, you know.
Yeah, I thought you used to work out.
With that?
Weren't you on the wrestling team?
Yes. But this could, so he's going to start over there at Access Hollywood, his new gig, September 9th. But people think he's weird because of that. And also, he's in the news of because of these controversial comments he made on the Candace Owens podcast, and he's apologized, saying he was ignorant and insensitive. They were regarding transgender children.
Take if you're
listen.
3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination. Then okay, well then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And it's sort of alarming. And my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Right. So he's in hot water. He has since apologized, saying he was very, like I said, insensitive. Extra said, we don't stand behind any of these statements made by Mr. Lopez. So he's showing up with security. He's making comments. Probably stressed out at this moment.
I just don't get the security thing, but okay.
Well, yeah, I've witnessed.
Who's coming after that for that? Like, oh, we'll get you, Mario.
He's a small dude because I've met him a few times.
Oh,
he's
short. Is that
he's
small?
Probably 5. I mean, he's muscular, but 5. Maybe as tall as me, 5'7".
Okay, I thought he'd be bigger than that.
On a good day? I don't know. This is so romantic. A couple of cycling enthusiasts from Houston got engaged, and the man showed his girlfriend that he'd secretly spelled out marry me with their bike route.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I think that's so cool. So he invited her, get this, on a 15.7-mile bike ride through the city.
Okay,
which
not
seems,
awesome.
Which like,
seems awesome.
A lot. And he spelled it out, and I'm happy to say she was pleasantly surprised and said yes. I love some good romance. And I was shocked this romance has lasted. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt from The Hills, they're still married.
Wow.
And they have a baby.
Yes, I love him. Gunner.
And he has his own Insta and
yes,
like social
he's
media.
So cute.
I wasn't a fan of them, but now that they're parents, I mean, they're very fame hungry. But when asked about baby number two, Heidi legit said she asked MTV when would be the best time. And they told her the network said right around January. And so she's like, okay, perfect. So
she's scheduling like, honey, we're going to try to knock you up around this time.
Why would you ask a network when you should have baby number two?
To be fair, if Radio Now, my wife wants to wait like a little bit still to have kids. But if you guys want to like give me a little incentive package to knock her up, we can try to plan that.
So you're in.
I would do
a. You're into that.
Liv's looking at me like, what a jerk. I would do a baby bonus. You're telling me right now if our boss is like, Liv, how would $100,000 sound if you got pregnant? It'd be good for the show. Would you not get pregnant today?
I wasn't even giving you a look about that. You don't even know what I'm giving you a look about.
Oh,
it
maybe,
could be anything.
Maybe it was subconscious guilt thing.
I will say when I did TV, like during sweeps, they love when you're pregnant. They love, like the Today Show, there's always someone pregnant on there because people love it. Well, that's your garbage.
Thank you, Mackenzie. How do you do it? Is there just like is there an eye look? Is there a wink? Is there a touch? Or are you like my wife, who the other night texted me? And
were you in the same? Were you in the house together?
Yeah, I think everybody does that, right?
That's cute. I love that.
I thought people were gonna say it was bad.
No, I like it.
But no, my wife texted me. I won't say exactly what she said, but she's like, hey, do you wanna?
Oh,
I was like, do I wanna
so
what?
Are you so excited when you get this text?
I'm weird, Mackenzie, but I do like it. I like, you know, hooking up. I like having the flipping pancakes time with my wife, but like, I don't though. I'm really insecure about my body, so I feel bad. Sometimes I say no, which sounds like no other man in the world would do.
Which I bet makes her wanna flip pancakes more.
Yeah.
And being told no.
And then she's like, I would.
Did you say no?
Yes. Well, I said no. I turned it down. We just had tacos, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to handle all this right now.
Aww.
I don't want to, you know, have a Taco Tuesday problem. So I ended up just telling her that no, I'm going to have to pass. But I like when my wife's very direct with me.
Yes.
Like, I'm not afraid to approach my wife, but she's like, hey, I'd like to flip pancakes tonight. I'm like, okay. No, I've told her, and she's never done this. And she's like, well, I almost did it. I don't know about every guy. I have to speak for myself. I'm like, hey, like, you know, just start initiating it. Like, most guys are like, no, stop. What are you doing? Don't touch me there. But I'm wondering, though, like, I don't know about you, Mackenzie, or Liv, or Porkchop, or anybody else, 833-563-2539. How do you actually figure it out? Like, do you have a code? Do you have a word? Do you just do something when you want to flip pancakes?
I feel like you are the envy of so many men. Your wife is in the house with you. She's texting you, like, come take me. And you're like, nah. But it doesn't have to do with her. But I think even if you're, like, halfsies about it, you should just do it.
All right, Porkchop, what about you and your guy Chase? What do you guys do to let each other know, hey, let's do this?
I mean, it pretty much just happens, you know, late at night. Like, we're in bed. Like, I guess maybe it's just the look.
The look.
But what kind of look, though? Is it like, it's like, hey, why is your eye twitching kind of a look? Or like,
it's kind of like
come hither?
Oh, it's an eyebrow raise.
Oh, okay.
I didn't love that look. Didn't love it.
Well, good thing he's not giving it to you,
Liv. I know,
Liv.
I'm glad it works for them.
833-563-2539. What about you and Jewel Daddy? What's the look, or is it a touch? What
it's
is it?
It's not a look. It's like a certain touch, and it, like, I know.
How
I
long have
know.
You guys been together?
We've been together for, like, a little bit over a year. It's like a year and 1 month, and he knows I'm down to clown anytime. So it's really kind of on his schedule.
So do you, like, squeeze it like a clown? I'm like,
no, ew, no.
That is such
so
a bad
gross.
Visual.
Well, she said
oh
down
God.
To clown.
It's
I
so
don't know.
Bad visual.
So,
or does he put on, like, giant clown shoes?
No. So it's really just, like, I can just tell when he's in the mood and when it's about to get down.
All right, let's go to, what do we got here on the phone this morning at 833-563-2539? Billiam, what's going on? How do you let each other know that, hey, it's time to flip some pancakes?
Well, when my girlfriend wants to flip pancakes, she usually stands in front of my 100-inch TV while I'm playing a video game in the nude.
Oh, yes! That'll work every time.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Does that work every time? You're like, hey, I'm trying to get my Fortnite, you know, Grand Royale win over here.
No, it works every time. I gotta go, guys. I've got something important to take care of. I'll be back in about 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, that's
See,
her.
My boyfriend.
She might be standing there right now. What's like, taking, I gotta go, you guys.
What takes 30 or 40 minutes? I don't understand that.
He's got a lot of stamina.
Yeah,
my
apparently.
Boyfriend would be pissed if I did that. He loves video games. He would, like, actually probably be mad if I did
Throw
that.
Throw the controller at you. Get out of the way!
Yeah, like, are you kidding me? Yeah,
you
he's super...
are beautiful. If you stood in front of his video game in the nude, he would be like, get out of the way.
Yeah, he's like, I'm playing Red Dead Redemption. Oh, what are you doing? I'm riding my horse right now. I'm like, okay, you're a loser.
No. No way.
833-563-2539. What is it? Is it standing nude in front of the TV like Billiam's girl does? Is it actually, you know, saying a certain word? Is it directly texting your husband, hey, I'd like to flip pancakes tonight? Mm. I don't know about every
guy. I mean, I have no one, so I don't know. I can't contribute to this right now.
What did you used to do? Because you got a kid, so something happened.
I didn't. Yeah. I don't have to do much. You just kind of. Can I admit something?
Yes, Mackenzie.
I did not know. I honestly didn't that guys ever turn it down. Like, I was shocked.
I think I'm the only one.
No,
I think I'm the only one.
No, you can't be the only one. That's
I mean,
the thing.
All right, Brianna, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What is the sign? How do you communicate? Let's do this.
Well, I try to do it like your wife does and text him, but he does turn it down. You're not the only one.
See, you're not the only one.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I hope my wife hears this because I feel like so bad. Like, it's not you, babe. It's me. But then what do you do then? Do you have another plan?
No, I just keep trying. And then if he's, like, playing video games, I'll do, like, what the other girl does. Just get naked.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, because, yeah, if you start kissing him and, you know.
Exactly.
Boom.
Right. Boom.
Joe, you're not the only one, too.
No.
Like, I mean, sometimes I do.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I work, like, you know, well, we get up really early, and then, like, sometimes I have the steakhouse at night. When I get home, and it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I have to wake up at 3 a.m., I'm like, I'm tired. Like, can we save this for the weekend? And I feel so bad because Chase is, like, really, really good looking. Like, I think he's, like, way better looking than I am. So I think it kind of, like, ruins his, like, I think he gets.
Does he get mad?
Not mad.
He gets personal. He gets sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Insecure about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think everybody would. Like, if I was asking my wife all the time for it and she's like, no, or like, no, I'd be like, what's wrong with me?
Right, especially if you're standing naked in front of someone and they deny you. It's like, really?
I'm tired.
I'm going to try a role reversal tonight when I get home after
we
go to the vets.
Yes, you should.
I'm like, oh, I got to go do something real quick. I'm come down naked. She's like, what the hell are you doing? Go put some pants on.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
All right, all you porch pirates, the people that steal Amazon and other packages off the porch, listen up, you big dummies. This could be you. A woman in South Carolina, she ended up calling the police after she got a notification that her FedEx package was delivered. But the reason why she called them, she's like, well, I don't see it anywhere. Like, where's my package at? I hate that. Like, you get an alert, or if you have, like, an Alexa or something, it's like, package at your door.
I just moved into a new place, and it's never there. And I don't know where all my stuff is. Although my neighbor has, like, a million boxes.
So they probably like, oh, they go over here instead.
So I went looking, but no, I can't find them.
Well, here's the sweet, sweet justice of karma at work, Mackenzie. Okay. It turns out somebody actually stole the package off the porch. That's not good. But what the thief didn't know, or at least didn't realize, because you don't know what's in the box. You just assume it's something
what's
nice and expensive.
Box?
What's in the box? In this box, 9 tarantulas.
Sweet karma at work. You're absolutely right.
9 giant, hairy...
Their live tarantulas can be delivered like that?
Yeah, I guess she had them like to feed one of her pets.
Whoa.
Like, this lady had some exotic stuff going
on. OMG.
She was a freak. But that's not even the point, though. But 9 tarantulas. Could you imagine opening that box? Like, oh, let's see what's in here. I bet there's some nice clothing or something.
Serves her right.
Oh, my God. Spiders everywhere.
Serves her right.
Now, the cops say they don't have the suspect so far. But they suppose that they'll probably just wait till they see somebody running down the street screaming.
I'm going on Amazon, and I'm just putting in tarantula. I'm just seeing what...
Yeah, I kind of want to see like what you can get. You probably right? like, find a bunch of Halloween or different decorations, but 9 giant, live, moving tarantulas
Whoa.
Were inside of that box.
No, I think you can... Oh, these are like taxidermy ones.
Oh, no, okay. Mackenzie, give me your address. I'm going to send you something in the mail today. That's your dummy of the day.
Welcome to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show here on Comcast Channel 81. Hey, you can check us out weekdays. We're on the air from 6 to 10 on Radio Now 100.9. Now, normally, we have people on the show like Liv. We got our friend Mackenzie hanging out. And we have another guest. I don't know if you heard him on the radio before. You probably have. Blanco Brown, how's it going, man?
What it do, man? Everything going great.
Welcome to the show.
Now, I want to be the first one to physically compliment you, not only on your ability, but I want to go physical and be really shallow with it. But, man, you have an incredible beard.
Oh, man, you too.
He has beard envy. Yes.
No, but that beard's looking on point, man. You're a good-looking dude.
Thank you much.
Now, I guess we talk about your actual musical ability too, right?
Absolutely.
So you got an EP out, self-titled, correct?
Blanco Brown.
Now, obviously, we know songs like The Get Up, but what else is on there?
Ghetto Memories talked about my childhood growing up in the hood and growing up in the country. It kind of ties both of the world together. Trailer Park Music, me, Trap Music, Trailer Trap.
I like that.
Georgia Power. Is on that also. It talks about someone stealing your energy and you taking your energy back and just being your own light and being your own dimmer in life.
I love
Nobody
that.
Nobody should be able to control your joy. Tennessee Whiskey talks about champagne versus Tennessee whiskey and contaminating that champagne, but also someone in your life just polluting things in your life and you got to get control of the whole situation.
That's right.
And then you have Country Time, which is a song about me... Like in 2005, I lost it all. I overspent my budget, you know what I'm saying? The overhead versus what you were bringing in home. Mm-hmm. I had like, you know, a little money in my bank. And I was trying to figure out how I was still getting overdraft charges when I couldn't afford what was already in the bank that went down. So I'm getting overdraft charges like, hold on, how you putting bills on top of bills? I can't afford the first bills.
Right.
And I was in my mind, you know, contemplating the bank robbery.
Really?
I was just like, I'm always going to rob.
What was your plan?
Yeah, like, are you going to put, like, a ski mask on? I mean, some people just do this. Like, how are you going to pull it off?
Tell you the truth, I watched too many movies, and it was just never going to be one of those things. In my mind, it was like a split thought of, man, you know, the bank, boom. And I was just like, this is never going to happen.
Right.
And thankfully, you know, I pulled it all together. I never did it, but I shot a video for that, and the concept and the reward behind that song is sometimes you can make the wrong decisions, and before you put them into fruition, you can already be messed up and caught in a bind. So don't think of anything dumb. Just
positive thoughts and move forward with life.
I love that. Like, that's incredible. Your energy, too. I'm wondering where you get it from. Maybe you grew up that way, and I try to be optimistic and outgoing and positive, but I don't know why. If one thing goes wrong with me, I ask Liv. She'll tell you firsthand. I can just be so negative, like glass half empty. Where do you get this positivity from? Because everywhere I see you go, everybody you talk to, even in the music you do, I think you even talk about your songs, you want them to be upbeat, and that's what music should be. So where does that come from?
Everything has a positive message, even if it's a negative song.
Ooh, interesting. That's deep. Let's think about that. Everything has a positive message, even if it's a negative song.
So were you always like that? Or is there someone in your life, kind of when you were growing up, that you really took after? Like, you saw that person go through it, but they stuck to that positive drive, and that's what inspired you?
I mean, my grandmothers and everything. Really, I inspired me, you know what I'm saying? To tell you the truth, I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. The negative ways led me nowhere. And I started seeing a pattern that I didn't like for myself. So I changed the circumstances and I tried positivity. And then all of a sudden, my surroundings changed. The people that weren't supposed to be around me weren't around me no more. And God just has a sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? He has a funny way of showing you things that need to be unveiled. And I got to the point where all the positivity was paying off. And it just became my ritual. Every morning I wake up, I think of something positive during that day, and I move on. But 5-10 years ago, when I woke up, the first thing I thought about was something negative.
Sure. Like, so you switched it around. You flipped it.
And then, you know, I have this thing where I wake up, and I think about this may be negative to some people, but it's positive to me. I'd be like, this could be my last day. What am I going to do with it? And then I say, I want to spread joy.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Being a country rapper is such an interesting thing, and I know you have some inspiration from Tim McGraw, and that reminded me of Live Like You Were Dying, one of his songs. So tell us about that connection or that inspiration from Tim McGraw, a huge country artist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first heard Don't Take the Girl, when I heard Johnny Dad was taking them fishing, he was 8 years old, I was just like, oh, yeah, this is storytelling. Mm-hmm. And I just loved the fact that he told a story. You didn't really know what it was about at that age, but then when you grew up, you're like, oh, this is a real, this is a real meaning. And I just gathered all those things with Tim McGraw and Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks and some of everybody. But my thing is more so singing. I'm not a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I sing more than I do anything. If you listen to the EP, you'll hear a lot of melody, melodic things. I feel like even with the get up, it's choppy, but it's still melody versus rapping. Yeah. Rapping to me is like 1-2, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a singer. And I just get my inspiration and draw for those things that just built my surroundings from the hood to the country. I mean,
has it been hard to break into country music? So I come from a country music background, and I mean, you're not like rocking a big belt buckle and a big, I mean, that's not.
Yeah,
how
where's
it
your cowboy hat at?
Oh, that don't,
so
that
stereotypical.
Don't,
I'm kidding, that, course,
that don't make you country.
That does not.
Country,
but you're
country
not,
is, you know? Is a heart. Yeah. It's your heart and it's your surrounding, what you stand for. I can go put on cowboy boots. Anybody can go put on cowboy. You could buy those things.
Of course, yeah.
You could buy whatever you want to look like, but that don't make you you.
But some of the country fans are like, oh, that's not country, but we need the new hotness, which
I don't really
believe
think,
is you.
I really don't even think that's even new. When I go back to the days where I seen Tim McGraw and people were rocking with Tim McGraw and they had on his T-shirts, everybody didn't even have on a cowboy hat, nor did they have on cowboy boots.
Right.
I seen the most country people with Reeboks on.
Yeah,
I seen
those
country
true.
People with Nikes on. The people that went to the shows that I was at, they didn't put on this persona or say, I got to put on this to look country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have put on like a little cowboy hat or I never wore cowboy boots a day of my life, but I have put on like cowboy hats and stuff because I just felt like this is what we're going to do. It felt like I was dressing for that moment.
Right.
But really, country is an essence of your soul, and it's what you implement on a day-to-day. Country is waking up and going, picking. People don't wake up and just go pick honeysuckles off the trees and go fishing and go noodling. Put your hand in the water and snatch a fish
I've
out.
I've done that one time with noodling, and I pulled me out this catfish, and they warned me, like, just so you know, there might be a turtle in there. I'm like, what do you mean there might be a turtle in there? Like,
don't worry
like,
about
hell
it.
Hell no, I like my 10 digits.
Oh, yeah, they will get you. And I mean, like, those are the things that a country, you can't try to be country. Either you are or you ain't.
It's the heart.
And I mean, like me, just my whole family country, you know. It's just in the roots.
Now, doing some research, because I didn't realize this. Obviously, you got the song The Get Up, and you got the self-titled EP out there, Blanco Brown. But you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and people can look into that. I don't want to take up all your time on that. But I wanted to put you on the hot seat right here just to ask. This week, as we're taping this actual interview with you, history was made. Lil Nas X becomes the 17 weeks at number one. But there's some classic songs that was tied before with 16 weeks with Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Was it One Sweet Day?
One Sweet Day. Yeah. Yeah, One Sweet Day.
And then I'll mess it up. Despacito. With Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Bieber. Out of those three songs that were number one, what's your favorite one out of those three? I'm sorry to do this to you.
Oh, One Sweet Day.
Okay, that was easy. That was easy.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it?
It is easy.
Could you sing some of that
for me?
Because
I mean, growing up listening to Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey.
Do you know any of the music, Liv?
Boyz II Men, is that like, I'll make love to you?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure that was them or Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, we all got an opinion in music. I feel like with the Lil Nas, though, he deserved the spot that he had. It's a different time, and the times are changing.
Yeah.
You don't know what's next. You just live with the moments, and you just hone those moments, and you grow with them. So congratulations, 17 weeks. He might go 18, 19. We never know.
Crazy, yes.
It'd be amazing.
So your song has kind of gone viral, and there's been a dance challenge along with that. Does the whole thing of going viral scare you? Because a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, sometimes with viral, you get it gets its 15 minute of fame, and that's all anyone can talk about. Then after that, we don't see much of that again. Obviously, Lil Nas X clearly showed that you can still keep going, you can still have a career beyond that. But does that initially scare you with the whole viral sensation?
I haven't even thought that far. I just follow my purpose and my passion every day. When I wake up and I see people making videos, and I look at those videos and I see the joy on their face, when I respond to somebody inbox and they say, oh my God, he really responded, and I can talk to them about that situation. People then inbox me and said, I lost a grandmother, and I have a connection with them and say, I lost both of mine at this time in life, and God has a way of pushing you through. So just keep going. Just remember that little light, because that little light led me to here.
Right.
So I don't really think about whether I'm viral, whether I'm a one-hit wonder, or anything. Like, at the end of the day, I continue to make great music, and I also have an EP that supports my sound, and I also have an album that's mixed and mastered that's been done that supports my sound. So I feel like people gonna rock with it, and this is not about numbers to me. This is about purpose, purpose over everything.
I absolutely love that. And it's so kind of nice to hear, because you kind of hear about all of these things that go on in the background of kind of the Hollywood industry, not only music, but acting and everything like that. And sometimes celebrities, when you meet them, they aren't exactly who you thought they were going to be, or they're not the idols that you thought they were going to be.
I've been disappointed.
And to see this light just radiate from you, and you can tell you're just so genuine, it just makes me so excited.
Thank you so much.
I don't think you would, because as we wrap up right here, I don't think you would tell us, and that makes sense, like who disappointed you, but can you maybe tell us, I mean, would you be willing to tell us anybody?
No, I mean.
Okay, then what was it that was disappointing about you? Was it the way they treated you, or how they treated people around? What was the disappointment?
Is I've been in the industry and been successful at writing for years.
Yeah.
Right.
I signed my first deal when I was 7. Wow. I done been around a whole bunch of people, and they never really treated me wrong. It's the way I see people treat other people that ain't in the industry. You know, the way they treat other people.
Yep.
And then I implement that in my situation. Like, well, if this doesn't work out for me, then I'm in the same box as them, and I ain't with none of that fakery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're such an inspiration. Before we go, you want to give someone who wants to be like you, who wants to turn it around. Like, you were here, now you're here, and you radiate such light and love. So give some inspo to somebody who wants to get on the right track like you are.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't always had good balance, but I had that. I had balance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always knew the direction I wanted to go in, but I understood what I wanted to stand for. I understood what I wanted to stand for. I like that.
Yeah.
you know, further along, and I just give anybody inspiration. If you take these words and you use them every day and implement them in your everyday life, purpose over everything.
Purpose over everything.
If you chase purpose, then you're chasing the right thing. Chase purpose, not money.
I love it right there. Blanco Brown, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure you go check out self-titled EP. Where can people get it at, too? Like, what's your social? What's your website? All that stuff.
My website is BlancoBrown.com. All my socials are at Blanco Brown.
Awesome.
And you
thank
can find
so
it
much.
On all mediums, all platforms.
All right, cool. Awesome. We'll be right back. We're Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show here on Comcast, Channel 81.
Thank you.
That is going to do it for a Thursday edition here, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, 4 days strong. You've hung out with us.
I've survived.
Will you be back for a fifth? Time will tell.
The finale of this week will be tomorrow, I have to be around for the finale.
All right, cool.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for being so welcoming. I've had a blast.
What do you got going on today?
Well, producer Porkchop and I are going to go to Starbucks.
Yeah. No, we talked about this. It's not Starbucks. It's Starbucks.
You're welcome to come. Anyone who wants to come. So we're going to go grab a snack, and then I'm going to go hang out with my little girl, Lulu. And she just actually texted me, what do you want to do? So we're figuring out our day.
What up? You up? Hey.
What up?
What about you, Liv? What do you got going on today?
I'm going to my friend's for lunch, and then I think we're going to go get a quick workout in, and then we were going to go to her pool because her gym has a pool at Lifetime Fitness. So we're going to go to the pool after we work out. But
perfect.
I forgot that I have a makeup lesson at Five Star Dance Studios where I take those ballroom dance lessons at. And so I forgot I have that. So I might be able to fit the pool in there for
all
an
the
hour,
things.
But maybe not. And I also finally got video of me
dancing. Hold on a minute.
But
breaking
here's the
news.
Thing. There's no music behind it, so we're not even dancing to the right music for it.
I'll put the Benny Hill theme behind it. It'll look awesome.
But yes.
Is it good though?
I mean, I think so. It was like a run through, like a quick run through. But I mean, it feels more complicated than it looks when I'm doing it. I will say that. But it's so much fun.
Have you ever done something and you just feel like you look so good doing it, and then you watch it back and you're horrified?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's every day of my life.
Yes.
All right, cool. Porkchop, what do you got going on today?
I'm really excited for tonight because I'm going to the Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern, 7:30.
Yes! This sounds amazing. Yes. Do you dominate some food?
Oh, yeah. Me and my teammates, we usually win. They give out, like, gift cards if you win. Yeah, like, first, second, or third place.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And then I think I might go do some disc golfing this afternoon.
Today's the day.
Yeah,
this
is.
Weather has been awesome.
Yes.
We're so lucky.
I'm looking forward to getting some stuff done, a little behind the scenes stuff we got to record. And then, I will be doing some disc golfing. Then I got to meet up with my wife later on tonight and take not one but two dogs to the vet. So that's always fun.
That's adulting. Taking care of your babies.
My dog, Benny, does not really like butt stuff. And sometimes they have to check his thermometer.
Oh,
or check his temperature with the thermometer.
He won't know it's coming.
Oh, he does. They have to muzzle him up. And he's like, get away from my butt. Stop that butt stuff.
So we're going to have a better evening than him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Some people might like that. But yeah, so that's what's going on. And then I'll hopefully grab dinner with my wife, so that'd be cool. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that, and we can't even look forward to Friday unless we actually get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.